Please be seated. You know, the story of Dorcas is a beautiful story. Very apt for Mother's Day, how someone lovingly cared for so many people and how she was so dearly missed when she passed away. And yet by God's grace she was raised to life and was able to continue her work making clothing for people who were poor. But that's not what I'm going to centre on today. I'm going to centre on hearing with the ears of our soul and knowing who is talking to us. I'll pray. Dear Lord, open the ears of our hearts and the mind of our souls to hear you and know you. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Lord, who knows us intimately. Just going back in that chapter a little bit further, in verse 14, in fact, Jesus says, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. What is important is that in being known by Jesus, we hear him. And in hearing Jesus, we follow him. In following him, we come to know that Jesus knows us. He understands us and likes us enough that he loves us. I think in any given situation, it's important to know who is leading us. Hearing who we are following is very helpful too. In hearing, we see, and in seeing, we know we are moving forward with the leader, even if the track is unfamiliar. We can say so easily, I am following Jesus because I hear his voice and I know God. And we can speak these kind of words because something inside us resonates with our hearts. But what do these phrases mean? The three things, knowing we are known, hearing and following Christ Jesus, are all inseparable. We didn't just decide to follow Jesus without him first speaking to our hearts. And an open heart will hear. When Jesus met Peter, James and John, he spoke to them and gave them good advice. And they instantly knew who he was. That's when they were fishing out in the sea. And Jesus said, throw your nets on the other side. So they instantly knew who he was. And he said to them, follow me. Because Jesus knows us, Jesus will speak to us in a way in which we gain a knowing in our hearts who he is. That God is with us. As he says, I know my sheep and my sheep shall know me. John the Baptist had disciples that wanted to learn from Jesus and they began to follow Jesus. And Jesus asked, what do they want? And they said, Rabbi, where are you staying? That is, that they were indicating that they wished to be with Jesus as their teacher. And he said, come and see. Follow him. In Jeremiah 21:13, God promises us, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And in James 4, it says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Then it says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. There's a trait here that in seeking is the beginning of a co-relationship with God. In Luke 11, verse 9, Jesus says, so I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. And knock and the door will be opened unto you. In other words, Jesus is saying, don't hold back. because I want you to get to know me and I will respond. Just 2 days ago, actually, I was sharing with a lady who has given her heart to the Lord, and she told me that she has friends that cannot wait to get home to watch the next soapy episode or do their hobbies and things like that. Except she's suddenly discovered that she has this great desire to want to get home and read the Bible. And she said, isn't that funny? And I said, the Bible wasn't familiar with her, and now she can't get enough. And I said, no, you have found God's voice in your heart. And this voice is beautiful. And you are hungry to hear from God more. And she is responding to God's calling in her to follow. And now discovering every day new things about how God interacts with us and with her. God promises us that his Spirit will speak to our souls. This is an undeniable fact. If we seek, draw close and come close to God, we will realize he is already so close to us. In the Greek, the word for sheep has an implication to it. You see, we just say, my sheep follow. But in the Greek, when Jesus was using this term, sheep also has the meaning or the implication of moving forward. Now, as a farmer, in my days of mustering sheep, I've never seen a mob of sheep walking backward, have you? They're always grazing, and I've watched this, how they graze and then they go a little bit further and eat a bit more grass, you know, and then move a little bit further. And actually it's a beautiful picture, you know. We're always moving forward, wanting to feed more from Christ. So following Jesus is a constant life of moving forward, seeking daily to hear from him, to know him. In other words, we live a life of drawing closer to him. In other words, we never come to the point of thinking we know enough about Jesus. The more we learn about him, the more we want to know more. And in this, we come to a place of realizing that he knows us deeply and intricately. The wonderful thing is it never becomes a chore, but an intricate dance with God's blessing and grace and mercy. Isn't that wonderful? So what I'm speaking about is not a theology. Theology stops in the head and does not invite God to bring revelation. Theology is limited by human endeavor. Us finding out about God in theory. Theology is useful, but it is up to us to allow God to show us what he means about himself. I think God's big enough to do that. So as we ask, what does this mean and why is it important? God's revelation comes to the soul by the voice of the Holy Spirit. It sounds so easy, but how do we know we are hearing from God? Well, first, the Bible confirms it. If we are seeking, we will be hearing. And as we read the word, we find things begin to relate to the mind of our souls. It's kind of like a journey of continuous aha moments. So secondly, his word never, ever brings condemnation. It will convict our souls to action, to encourage, to be a light, and even repent. But it never will denigrate or belittle us or anyone else except those who willfully persecute the believers of God or God himself. And then thirdly, it opens us up to grow in God's love, in his gifts and in his fruits and virtues. And by these things of his nature, we're becoming a blessing to others. Isn't that so wonderful that God's nature becomes part of us so much so that we actually become a blessing to others? We bless others simply by God being in our lives. His word always, without fail, brings us to a place of knowing within our hearts that we truly belong to God. And in this belonging, we see that we are known by God. Therefore, our forward journey with Jesus is a continuous journey of hearing and following and knowing we are known by the one who knows us. Jesus says to us, "I am the light." That is, he reveals himself to us. He says, "I am the truth." That is, he speaks to us who he is. And "I am the way." Without the light and the truth, we do not know the way, and therefore we cannot follow. God never meant for our faith journey to be one to be up to us alone. His purpose is to be a fundamental part of our lives and to aid and enable us in knowing and believing him deep within our souls. This kind of faith builds integrity and resilience, because our knowledge of Christ has become real and alive. God has absolutely grounded us in this. The disciples went from simply head knowledge faith, which gave them no fortitude, and we see that when they left Jesus at the crucifixion, to a faith where their heart, in their hearts, which gave them a tenacity, because through the Holy Spirit they began to see who Jesus really is in their lives. This is the life God wants us all to have, the hope and assurance he wants us to have as we seek his voice. We will hear. And as we hear his voice, we will follow. Father God, help us to know and see that we are no longer belonging to the world, that we have been called into your heavenly kingdom. May the ears of our souls and the eyes of our hearts be open to knowing Jesus in the word of life. Show us how to follow you in your world and not ours. Amen.